You are now tuned into the Millennial Project Manager Podcast, the place where ambitious ideas turn into real-world results. I'm Whitney, your go-to project manager, bringing clarity and corporate strategies to your entrepreneurial journey. Let's simplify your launches, reduce overwhelm, and get results. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back, y'all. And I am excited to get into this episode today because it is actually centered around project management tools for your business. All right. You know, before we plan, we pray. So today's scripture is going to be coming from Ecclesiastes 3:1, and I'm reading from the NLT version. For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. So Lord, we just thank you for the gift of timing, Lord. We thank you for the grace that you have bestowed upon our lives, Lord. We just thank you for timing. We thank you for the divine time that you have ordained for our lives, for our purpose, for every season, for every project, just for everything that you have given us to do, for every plan, Lord. Just give us discernment as we build, as we create, Lord, and to just help us stay aligned with the pace that you've set so we don't go before you, God, but we just stay right there with you, God. You've set us on a path of righteousness, Lord, so help to keep us there in the mighty name of Jesus. We just surrender our plans over to you. We surrender the timing over to you, and we trust that you're going to guide us in each and every step. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, y'all, let's get into it. So if you're like me and you're out here juggling all things, I'm talking about client work, I'm talking about launches, social media, just life, okay? Mom, wife, business owner, still work corporate job, like all the things. You need the right project management tools in your corner. You need the right things in place if you are not going to hire a project manager. And granted, I still use sticky notes. Yes, I do. And I even use the notes app in my phone. I use OneNote. I have Notion. I have all of these things. Listen, so I'm definitely not judging you. And I have a bunch of notebooks. I am not judging you, but it is time for you to go ahead and level up in this season, okay? So today I'm going to break down some tools that people use, some things that I've used, and how to use them without overcomplicating things, and then which one is like my personal favorite to keep everything in check. So I know a lot of people talk about Trello, and then recently I've found out about Airtable, and then also ClickUp. So we'll start with those first. Okay. So the big three, right? I'm sure you guys have heard of them and you're wondering which one is right for you. So let me just break this down the best way that I can. Again, you have to figure out what is best for you. So Trello is the visual and simple one of the three. I like to think of it as like a drag and drop workflow, like your sticky notes, but in digital form. And I've used Azure DevOps, and it kind of gives me that vibe as well. I believe Trello actually has an app, if I'm not mistaken. So I do like it for that. Because listen, if you got an app, your girl is going to use it. Point blank, period. It's great for organizing content, launches, client projects, just like you would on sticky notes, but in digital form. They do have a free version. It's pretty beginner friendly, but I would say not the best for complex tracking. But if you need to get started, sure. Okay. So that's Trello. So next is going to be Airtable. I like to think of Airtable as like Google Sheets and Excel on steroids. Like it's a data powerhouse. So it's perfect if you love the spreadsheets. If you are a spreadsheet girly, but you want something that's a little prettier than a spreadsheet, Airtable. And I know they have an app as well. I believe I have it downloaded on my iPhone. If not, yep, it's on my iPhone. I just pulled it up. So if it's not on my iPhone, I know it's on my iPad. But yeah, so they have an app as well. And I really, really like it. I like spreadsheets. I'm just not really good at them. But Airtable makes me feel really confident. It's best for tracking events, launches, and detail workflows. I actually use it to track some things in my community. When I was doing my beta coaching sessions, I used it for that as well. And you can customize it too. They also have powerful automations. Now, listen, it can definitely feel overwhelming at first because that's how I felt. I steered clear of it just for a little minute. And then I said, girl, just sit down and learn it and do like you do anything else with any other form of technology. Just learn it. And so I did. And I actually like it. And I use it for my blog as well. So I think there's a feature in there. I'm gonna pull it up just so I can see. So I have my project management blog calendar. Now I believe there is a look, everything says in progress because I haven't touched it. But there's a feature in there where you can actually upload like a link. So if I wanted to upload a link to my blog, I can actually put it in there, which is nice. So I can keep track of all things. So that's really nice. So I have it set up like date, the status, which is in progress, the month, and then the writer, which is me, and then any notes. So what I'll do is put notes in there like, oh, I need a call to action. Oh, I need to revise this, whatever. A hero image. So if I want to put an image on a blog, and then like I said, blog documentation. There is some other things in here. Let me see. I do have a project tracker, but again, I have an events tracker as well in here. And so that's pretty nice. The only thing is because of the way I do my events, this didn't work for me. So I had to go back to the Google spreadsheet, which is fine. So yeah, just to give y'all like a little bit of an example of Airtable and what it looks like. So even like my clients, I had like send reminder in there. Of course, it's assigned to me. I'm the project lead. When is the kickoff date? When is the due date? And then just some other like little things in there. Okay, ClickUp. So I have not used ClickUp. I've downloaded it, but I haven't really used it like my business, but I've looked around. So it's like an all-in-one. So it's for the people that are really organized, but need a little bit of extra. So you like all the features, right? So it combines task management, documentation. I think they even have a chat, time tracking. So it is great for teams, but it can feel like a lot if you just need something simple. Now, before I go any further, if you're feeling overwhelmed just thinking about all of this, let me put you onto something that can actually help you. Real quick, before we deep dive into other things, let's talk about support. So if you're drowning in admin work, inbox overload, or just trying to keep up with everything, let me introduce you to Rondell Martin. She is a virtual assistant, a business support expert who helps overwhelmed entrepreneurs get organized, manage their workflows, even might help you create a workflow and free up your time. So if you're wondering how I'm able to do all of these things, it's because I work with Rondell Martin. So if your to-do list, girl, is looking longer than the receipt from CVS, because if you know, you know, check her out at Official Rondell Martin on Instagram or visit www.rondellmartin.com. All right, let's get back into these tools. So if you do want to set up a simple project like tracking tool without overcomplicating things, here's how you can set that system up. I told you at the beginning of the episode, pick one tool. Do not try to use everything all at once. Okay. What are you going to do? You're going to pick one tool. Set up three key sections: to do, in progress, completed. That's it. Use due dates and labels to stay on track. Like literally, that is it. I gave y'all a real life example of how my blog Airtable is set up. Okay. And it's, did I mention that it was free? I think that's like, you know, that's a big thing. It's free. So you don't need to write this whole like workflow out on which tools to track your business. Just track. And I know it's going to be difficult to set up at first. I know it's going to be time consuming. It's going to be overwhelming. I know, because that is exactly how I felt. But I was like, you know what? Let me just get it together. As y'all can see, hands down, I'm an Airtable girly. I like it. If I had to choose, it's going to be Airtable, but I'm going to give y'all a bonus as well. But if I had to choose, it's going to be Airtable hands down, because I can organize my entire business in one place. So I have a client. I don't even know what they're called. I'm just going to call it a table, a client table. I have a table for like my content. It's all right there. Okay. I can customize it the way I want to see it, which I absolutely love. And they have an app, so it's on my phone as well. But again, you have to pick the tool that actually works with you. I like sticky notes. I've tried Trello. It's just not my thing, like honestly, and it may be your thing, and that's okay. So there are so many others out there besides the ones that I mentioned, which is Trello, Airtable, and ClickUp, but find what fits you. I've also, in my corporate job, I've used Workfront, which I absolutely love. Oh my gosh. Workfront is so good. I've used Smartsheets as well. Currently, Currently, I'm actually using Google Sheets. And yes, my 9-to-5 uses the G Suite. That is my bonus. Outside of Airtable, Google, like the G Suite, Google Suite is the best, y'all. Especially if you're working with a team, it's good. Okay. You get a drive, you can share things, you can give access to things. So that's how actually my VA and I work. We actually use G Suite. So we have a folder in there. I can drop things in there as needed, videos, pictures, whatever. It's just very organized. I have different folders for different events. So if I had to pick two things to run my business, which I do, I'm not even gonna say pick because these are the things that I do use to run my business. It's gonna be Airtable and it's gonna be the G Suite. Okay. So I absolutely hope this was very helpful for you. If you do find yourself feeling overwhelmed and you are like, girl, I just need help. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at Whitney the Millennial PM or you can also DM me there, or you can visit my website, www.justwit.com. And I have a bunch of services in the service signature room tab, whatever you want to call it. And you can reach out to me that way and I can help you, even if it's to help you set up your Airtable or if you just want to talk a little bit more in depth. Okay. Again, I don't pretend to know everything. I don't pretend to, you know, be like, oh my gosh, like I've used everything. I have not, but I have used a number of things and I really just had to figure out what fit for me. I did try Trello in the beginning of my business and I was like, this is not for me. Okay. But Airtable, it's for me. So I would love to see how you guys are going to organize your business. Make sure you tag me on Instagram and show me your setup or just to say, hey, I love seeing what tools you guys are putting into place. Or if you have suggestions for tools, just to let me know. So until next time, y'all, I want y'all to stay focused and I want you to pick a tool that is going to work for you. Thanks for tuning into the Millennial Project Manager Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me over on Instagram at Whitney the Millennial PM.